Hello and welcome to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani, the president and the group editor-in-chief of TMC and TMCNet. Today is August the 15th, and I'm very excited to bring you a podcast with Anthony Rasabi, who's with Tata Communications. Anthony, how are you?
Great, thanks. Nice to talk to you, Rich.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. Anthony, could you please let us know your title and area of responsibility within the company?
Sure. My title is I'm the Vice President of Carrier Services for the Americas for Tata Communications, which encompasses the wholesale services as well as the government, research and education, and Tata Communications Transformation Services, which I'll refer to as TCTS.
That's quite a broad group of areas that you focus on. What are some of the more interesting areas that you're seeing in terms of your company's products and in terms of market movement, I guess?
Sure. The specific areas that we're focusing on in the Americas are the following. We're looking at growth within our IP group, MPLS, as carriers begin to diverse and move away from frame and MTM and look at the MPLS expansion. And our government group is actually somewhat new. We started in the last 8 months. So that's an area that is up and coming for us with potential growth. TCTS, which is Tata Communications Transformation Services, is a group that we've started about 2 years ago, and we look to out-task specific back-office functions for carriers, telecom companies, in terms of provisioning, network design, access pricing. And our functionality is based on landline, but we're moving into wireless and voice functionality.
Could you give me a little more of the specifics on the outsourcing aspect and exactly what sorts of functions you're able to outsource?
Sure. So we have a couple of different functional areas, and I'll just give a brief overview. So we have we look at network designs and network implementation, so specifically looking at taking over pieces of and looking at out-tasking specific design of, you know, U.S. network or whether it might be or anywhere in the Americas region. Provisioning, actually implementing circuits. Order and data entry. We look at also handling third-party access for specific carriers, access pricing. So those are some of the functional areas. And as we grow, since we are somewhat of a in the initial stages, it's been about 2 years. We are looking at different functional areas that we need to become more competent in, and that'll happen over the next 6 to 8 months as well.
And what are carriers saying to this offering?
Well, I think it's somewhat endorsed because what we bring is efficiencies that some carriers have been lacking in the past, and we also provide some type of a cost measurement in terms of saving costs. And as we look today with the global economy, I think more carriers are kind of inclined to look at, you know, how can I improve on my processes and at the same time cut my costs. And so it's been quite well endorsed. We're in the beginning stages, so we need to kind of make a name for ourselves. We do have we have about 5 customers to date globally, and the specific growth will happen probably in the next 6 to 8 months.
Fantastic. Now, your company has so many divisions and probably I guess if you have to think of where your company fits within the globe in terms of what other companies are similar, I would imagine that a model or a similar model in the U.S. is General Electric and maybe Siemens in Germany. What do you do in terms of bringing the tremendous resources that you have to bear on helping service providers? In other words, how do those resources factor into a decision for a service provider to work with your company?
Sure. So I think that because we have, as you mentioned, you know, some of the other global kind of conglomerates, as you can say, like a GE or a Siemens. You know, our specific functionality is obviously the communications, but our sister company, which is Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, there are some overlapping areas where we're able to kind of assist each other. And within the group of over 90 companies that make up the Tata Group, there's definitely overlapping areas where the communications division, which I'm a part of, can certainly assist. And, you know, from a customer perspective, the wide-ranging offering we have in communications as well as our other sister companies brings a different flavor to the customer.
Okay, now in terms of the fact that your company also has telecommunication services, how does that come into play with your offerings?
Sure. Well, we've, you know, what we've done internally, and just from an internal perspective with our other companies and the other Tata divisions is we've actually now been branching out a little bit more in terms of providing them telco services, which is a change over the last 2 or 3 years because of the diverse service offerings which we've gotten into in terms of managed services, our telepresence offering, which we're going to be putting into play in some of the hotels, the Taj hotels that we is another sister company. But in terms of our customer perspective, I think what it allows us to demonstrate is the varied offering that we are using internally for our own companies, and kind of parlay that into a showcase with our customer base.
Now, certainly, you're in an unbelievable position, I suppose, to tell us what's happening with global trends in the communications market, just because of your obvious strength in India as well as your relationship with carriers worldwide. Are there any things that you can tell us about the market that you see happening? Obviously, you mentioned telepresence, and that may be part of your answer, but what are some of the exciting things that service providers are doing or the directions that they're going in that make sense for you to share?
Sure. I think there's, you know, been a progressive change in terms of, you know, focus areas. You know, traditionally, a lot of companies have been focusing on, you know, pure network services, but the overlay of managed services is kind of the transgression of where I see, you know, kind of global telecom companies beginning to move. The larger telcos are all well-versed in managed services, and I think that, you know, as we've begun to endeavor ourselves in managed services, I think that's where the progression is. And bundling a service with an MPLS or an IP service, for example, IP and a security offering that we currently have, or MPLS and telepresence, or MPLS and the hosting and co-location facilities, and I think that's the progression of looking at what the bundle is and more of a solution-based you know, return from a company rather than just a one single product offering, and that's where I see the industry moving.
So really, it's the bundling of services together is what you're getting at.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Interesting. Are there any, economic influences that are being caused by the financial situation in the U.S. that have affected global telecom?
Sure. I think, you know, a lot of companies are looking to see how they can cut, you know, travel and expense budgets, and potentially adding, you know, at first it had been, you know, video conferencing and teleconferencing, and today, you know, they look at, you know, what the cost savings if they're going to install a telepresence room in multiple facilities. And I think that, you know, the impact of the, you know, kind of the economic crises in the last, you know, year and a half, have definitely impacted the growth areas in certain means of communication today.
Interesting. So it's just the same story you hear, just high fuel costs, people staying in their offices and trying to communicate via via telepresence or just video. Now, is the green trend something that you're seeing worldwide, and is that something that is having any effect on your business?
I think it will. I think it's too early to tell at the moment. I think in telecom it will definitely have an impact. I would say we're probably a year or a year and a half away from a larger impact. I've seen the beginning stages, but I think we're still probably in the infancy of seeing that at this moment.
Okay, fantastic. So basically the media is ahead of the curve on that one, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it seems to me also that green is an interesting area because companies want to spend money, or even people want to be green, and they want to do things that are good for the environment, but at the same time, it really has got to save them money as well. So it sounds like green is almost a secondary part of the purchase. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that completely makes sense. I mean, I think, you know, the first area is obviously looking at efficiency and cost cutting from, you know, not just an out-tasking, but just from an overall company standpoint, and then, you know, factoring in the green effect is definitely of importance.
Fantastic. Anthony, are there any final comments that you wanted to make or anything else that we didn't talk about that you think would be of benefit for service providers and other companies considering your services?
Sure. I mean, I just wanted to just briefly wrap up with kind of our focus areas, which is you and I chatted in the beginning, which is kind of the emerging markets. And where we're putting about $2 billion into CapEx and of new cable systems. That's one specific area. The other area is obviously our managed services, what I spent quite a bit of time talking about. And then the third area is the Tata Communications Transformation Services. And those are really the focus areas for us moving forward in the next 12 to 18 months.
Fantastic. Now, this investment is going to do what?
It's going to enhance our network significantly. We're building in this December or latest January, we'll have our new system, an inter-Asia system, which is Japan, Singapore, and Hong Kong with a branch off spur into the Philippines. And then we are developing a number of different systems from, you know, in the Middle East, Africa, and India, and then China to India, and then we're going to look at in about a year and a half, Africa to India. So I think the enhancement of our network, our global network, is going to be significant in the next 2.5 years.
So for global carriers and global companies, I mean, it just sounds to me like this is a great benefit, right?
Oh yeah, it's a huge benefit for us. And, you know, and I think that we will definitely, see significant growth in terms of the cable systems. Again, our focus area is going to be, Asia first, and then Europe, Africa, Middle East, and then we'll look at, in terms of new cable systems. That's our kind of our focus area.
Great, and so you've got undersea as well?
Right. We also have undersea. We have undersea both on the transatlantic paths as well as the transpacific path.
That's great. It's a great story. So if customers are looking to learn more, is there a specific website for your division that we should direct them to?
Yeah, we can have them just tatacommunications.com. There is information that can be sent directly to the Americas group, and I'm happy to provide my personal contact, email and phone number if need be.
Fantastic. So I appreciate your time. We've been listening to Anthony Rosabi, who's with Tata Communications, and we were getting to hear a bit about the investments the company's making worldwide, as well as where the interesting areas are, things like telepresence and video and ways of offsetting high fuel costs as people are looking to become more productive and efficient using communications technologies. My name is Rich Tarani. I'm the President, Group Editor-in-Chief here at TMC and TMCNet. And today, once again, is August 15th. It's 2008. And I thank you all for listening to this podcast. And Anthony, thank you so much for your time as well.
Thank you very much, Richard. I appreciate it.